get out on the road and you think you can go along without pulling a lid.
That's right.
We put guys out in the streets with hats for them to show everybody in.
There's the old Continental sign.
I'll be darned. Well, I never knew that.
But when they bought Marlin out, you see, they maintained the Red Train and Super Motor Office. They maintained it. All you can go back, you know, around in our warehouses places, and they can dig up a lot of things upstairs in the attics and one place to another. This is a picture they took of it out there after 9.
Oh yeah, you can see inside. That's a good stunt, putting the pop cooler right up in front.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Well, I think that sells a lot of gas.
And it's handy to both guys there, see. And the water cooler's right on the pop. A lot of people say, oh, put your water cooler back. But hey guys, if a guy gets hot, he comes in, he takes him a drink of water, that's all he's thinking about doing, and he looks down and he goes feel in his pocket for a liquid dye. We've got liquid dye, we buy that, but they didn't buy a bottle of coffee. If you send him back to the water cooler, he'd never bought that bottle of coffee. Yeah, that lets you see the inside of it there, see.
And he might just want to drink the water.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know you've got it.
Yeah. So that's a bad theory.
Did I hide your water?
That's right.
Water with fog.
You can lead him, but you sure can't push him.
That's right. Well, in a station like that, they've got to have ice water because you see those kids playing all around that town. They've got to have a place to come down and get a drink.
Yeah.
There'll be a 3 or 4 hours laying a block down, you see them take a run up to the station, you know, to get them drink water.
Those kids are going to drive cars.
Yeah, and their kids are driving cars now.
Yeah.
I've got grandkids as great things. You just take around 38 years while you run into a lot of chickens.
Those old hand grease guns?
Yeah.
Oh man, it used to be a real chore, didn't it?
We couldn't hardly, when we first started to sell it, when we first started to, trying to grease automobiles and change oil. But by God, as you know, people just wouldn't hardly do it. They'd grease it at home and they just keep adding oil to it. I've put many a car on the rack and take the plug out of the bottom of the car and you'd have to get a screwdriver to break the crust of dirt that thick you go across there where you can get it to drain, you see. And then, you know, he went and tried to sell them on grease, you see.
Yeah.
But they soon got onto this grease. But in an early day, they used to look more for price on stuff than they did for quality.
They didn't know, did they? They thought it was all the same.
Well, you take back in an early day, maybe you'd wonder why I had Mobil and Quaker State oil. Continental made oil, all these Western countries made oil, but they made an awful poor grade of oil because they didn't have the equipment to make oil, see.
Uh-huh.
And they were making it out of this Western crude that's not as good as Eastern crudes. But as the years went by, these people have learned to make oil out here and they put in the equipment to make it with. So you get as good oil as for a service in your car now from Continental or Texaco or Phillips or some of those as you will from some of these other companies.
Yeah.